Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with CAO Treasurer Maury O'Neill. So, we want to talk about planning. I know there's a lot involved in planning and different plans to try and make sure that the municipality knows what it wants to do over the next years, what it can do, what it must do. And one of the big plans that has been discussed recently is a 10-year financial plan.
That's right, Dan. We recently went to the market and invited specialized accounting firms to provide a cost to help us complete a 10-year operating and capital plan for the municipality. As council winds down its four-year term with the next municipal election plan for next October, they wanted to make sure that we had things in place for a new council in terms of what kind of capital expenditures are we looking at over the next year, 3 years, 5 years, up to 10 years, as well as our operating plan. So number one, the incoming council could have a real roadmap to how to plan for some major expenditures that are being forecasted to hit the community in the future and how we can best plan for them so we're minimizing any impacts on municipal taxes or other programs. So this financial plan will be developed by a consulting firm called Watson, who has a lot of experience in this area, and we'll start preparing that plan in the next couple of weeks and hope to have it completed before the end of the year so we can use it as a tool to guide the 2022 operating capital budgets. And there'll be something here for a new council coming in so they can quickly get up to speed on what the future holds for capital and operating spending.
Very important in that sense. And I know another potential plan, at least, was tourism related that came up in the recent council meeting.
Yes, the tourism recovery plan is a request for proposals, and right now it's in a draft form, a terms of reference, where we are looking for some government funding support to help the municipality complete a plan to focus on tourism operators and our tourism economy so we can come up with some real doable actions that could be undertaken in the short term to help our tourism sector recover from the devastating impacts of COVID-19. So there is a draft terms of reference setting out for a newly formed committee of council that we're planning to put together this summer that would be formed from a variety of tourism sectors, and we hope to have someone from the snowmobile club, somebody that's from the fishing sector, someone from the motel hotel sector, form a committee to oversee the development of a 3 to 5 year tourism recovery plan where we really hope to identify what the community wants in terms of goals and objectives for us to develop our tourism economy and help those in business recover from COVID-19. So that is in draft form, and anyone can contact the municipality if they'd like to provide some input on that plan. We hope to get some funding and release it out for some cost proposals by this fall.
All right, so we'll keep an eye out for developments on that. Speaking of development, another thing that is being discussed, municipal transformation. Now, that is quite the term. Can we start by an idea of what that means?
I think what it means, Dan, is transforming from what we would refer to as the old traditional ways of conducting municipal business and transforming into this new way of doing business. And that certainly is being expedited due to the impacts of COVID-19, where the municipality over the last 12 to 16 months really had to move forward in offering more of its services online, on an online platform. So we've developed our new wawa.cc website, and as the new website is being developed, it's offering opportunity for people to do things like get their marina dock slip license online, to make application online, to pay online. So we're offering more online services versus the traditional come to the door, stand in line, and come between 9 and 5 Monday to Friday to access services from the municipality. So transforming from the old way into new ways that better serve the community. And we are hopeful that that transformation will result in less expenditures on administrative services where people can use the internet and use websites and use online platforms to access the information that they need. I mean, long term, Dan, we hope that there'll be a portal that each individual taxpayer can go into. They could read their water meter. They could read their tax bill. They could look at all information they would like to have access to online, and that's our goal. But it takes time to transform from one way of doing business to a new way. So we have a consultant that's helping us, Wayfinders, They're in about the midway point of doing a transformation study for us that will look at the organization and recommend ways that we can transform and do businesses better. And then another component of that is a strategic plan, so a community strategic plan to update with community consultation what are the services and what are the goals and objectives of our taxpayers, so as we develop budgets in the future, we develop programs and services, we're meeting community expectations. So the consultants will be presenting a report on the organizational review to council in August, and then we'll start a round of community consultations to help us develop a strategic plan. And then I think that this term of council, under the leadership of Mayor Rohde, really want to make sure that we're planning for the future and providing the services and programs that the taxpayers are demanding, but in the most financially responsible ways possible, so that impacts on future taxes and property taxes and costs and user fees are kept to the lowest that are possible to develop and offer these programs. So as municipal staff, we are very excited for these plans to move forward. And like I said, there's lots of opportunity for community input. There was a survey recently that we had shared with the community and had great participation. So look forward to the community contacting the municipality anytime to discuss these and sharing more information with you in the future on them.
Once again, that is Maury O'Neill, the CAO Treasurer for the Municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.